You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ravens lose 17-3. They are 1-5 heading into the bye. John Harbaugh just met with the media. Our buddy Cordell Woodland covers the Ravens for us here on 105.7 The Fan. He joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Cordell, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So, by the way, check out Cordell on social media because he does these he's during training camp post-practice. Now he does post-game thoughts, and they're really good. You should watch. So, Cordell, what do you think? Are you feeling any better about these guys? They did not get blown out yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit of a mixed bag still. I mean, a lot of this still hinges on the health of this team coming back, obviously Lamar being the biggest one. And their schedules does soften up a little bit after the bye, but you have another defensive starter go down with Tavius Robinson, who has a broken foot. I don't know. You know, it's still a very tough thing to accomplish if we're talking about this team turning the season around and making the playoffs. I think they've got to go 9-2 or something close to that down the stretch if they're really going to pull this off. And are they capable of it? Possibly. You know, if we talk about the star power and Lamar comes back and gets back to his MVP level and really uplifts this team, it's possible. I did like what I saw from the defense in spurts yesterday. I thought they played the run better. I like that they actually tackled.
Yeah.
But their inability to get after the quarterback is a major issue. And with that, the turnovers, the lack of turnovers, I should say, kind of goes hand in hand with that. That's still something that's a major concern for me.
Well, Cordell, hopefully we don't have to see a backup quarterback play for the Ravens the rest of the season. But what were your thoughts, Cooper Rush, his performance, him getting pulled in the fourth quarter? You were talking to him after the game in the locker room. He was surprised he got pulled. Harb said it was planned that both of them were going to play. What did you make of the whole quarterback situation yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great. It wasn't great. I mean, they ran the ball as good as you could ask them to, especially in the first half. So, to not get better quarterback play when you actually do have a really good run game going for you that day is disappointing. Cooper Rush didn't help him. He didn't help himself out, obviously, with the one bad interception. And then you combine that with the Flowers fumbles. I actually didn't blame Rush on the jet sweep. I thought he put the ball right in his pocket. He got to just hold on to that right there. Just a bad day for Zay. And then with the Tush push debacle, I mean, it's all a trickle-down effect. So when you combine all of those, yeah, I mean, Rush didn't end up doing enough. I didn't have a problem with them going to Huntley. I thought that they would go to Huntley in some sort of capacity in the game yesterday. And even though Rush said he was surprised after the game, John reiterated today that both of those guys knew what the plan was. He wanted that to be clear, that they all were under the impression that that could happen. Now, he did say that he thought that maybe you throw Huntley out there earlier in the game if they were struggling in the run game. And he threw out the scenario of potentially, you know, going from one quarterback and then back to the other, depending on the situation. It's kind of like a two quarterback system a little bit. And that's not the way that it transpired. But I didn't really get on Cooper Rush for their loss. What was it, the week before? But this week, I did think he was more of an issue. And John even said something about talking to DaCosta about roster decisions when asked about their backup quarterback situation. So I'm kind of ready for anything in terms of that quarterback room.
Zach Orr saved his job, I guess, right? I mean, there's probably not going to be, I wouldn't think, as heavy a push from top down on Harbaugh to have to throw somebody to the wolves after they played at a professional level.
Yeah, I mean, I think yesterday definitely showed that they are willing to fight for Zach. I mean, of course, these guys are going into the game expecting to come out with a win. They have to. But I think everybody else on the outside looking in, the people who do what we do and we're here to talk about this stuff, I don't think anybody is surprised that they lost. But the big thing was that they had to show some sort of fight. They had to show that they are at least able to trend in the right direction, that they are willing to fight for their coaches on their staff. And I thought defensively they did. I mentioned that they tackled at least. They looked like an aggressive defense in spurts. I thought Gilman really was a big boost for them, allowing them to get back to this three safety look that they like to run so much. It looked a little more like the defense that we're used to seeing. Now, that's not to say that they were perfect, because they weren't. I don't think the Rams played well offensively. Stafford was erratic. Adams is dropping balls. Puka gets hurt. Even when he comes back, he doesn't make a huge impact. So, I mean, they had some things go their way for sure, but it was good to see them show somewhat of a pulse on the defensive side of the ball. And honestly, I think if Lamar's there, they may win that game.
We're talking with Cordell Woodlands, Inside Access here on The Fan. So let me ask you about one guy in particular, and Harbs keeps, over the last 2 weeks, saying, you know, that everything's on the table when it comes to roster. First of all, how surprised are you in a game where, you know, the defense, Rome's burning coming in, that Jair Alexander was suited up but did not play a snap? And could that be just a guy that they just release here over the...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, he's another one that I'm kind of prepared for anything with right now. I don't, you know, I know John has said that they are all working in unison together. There's no way this dude is thrilled about being a healthy scratch as much as he's been, and in this case, being up but getting no snaps. John today basically said that he was up because of all the injury issues that they have been dealing with in the secondary, and just in case Marlon went down, or you know, Hamilton had been dealing with some things going into the game as well. Like, just in case something happened, that's not a offense you want to be short on DBs against. And he doesn't think much of Aeneas Peebles in the run game right now. He made that clear today. So, yeah, I mean, it's not a good look. I'm sure it's not a great feeling for Jair. And at some point, it does. I think it's a fair question to ask, do either of these two sides kind of just get tired of this and are willing to part ways?
Cordell, is this short yardage offense fixable?
I mean, the offensive line isn't pushing anybody. Maybe with Ricard out there, it'll get a little better. It can't get any worse. It's a blooper reel for any of these offensive linemen, depending on who you're looking at, on any given play in short yardage situations, and especially inside the five. Like, that is just inexcusable to me to not be – I mean, it's man on man, and – Nothing is given in this league. I get it. But you get in those situations, it's who wants it more. And they just don't seem like they want it more. I mean, honestly, they can't push anybody off the ball. Mitchell Payton.
Oh, that's bad.
Him whiffing is the same as making contact at this point. You're getting no push regardless. I don't love the tush push. And look, I tweeted it kind of tongue-in-cheek. But seriously, if you're going to run it, at least steal something from the Eagles and run it illegally and give yourself an advantage, especially considering that your offensive line isn't pushing anybody off the ball. I don't think – and look, I'm not blaming the play on Andrews, but he ain't helping. I mean, well,
is he long for this place, Cordell? Because I was going to ask you that, and I might as well just ask you now. Like, do you think Mark Andrews is here November 6th, day after trade deadline?
Not if it's going like this. I mean, I think he's here after the bye. I'm not 100% sure he's here after the bye. I think DaCosta is going to try to work the phones and do something for this roster. But, I mean, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that he finishes the year with this team. Absolutely not. Mark doesn't look the same right now. I don't think there's breaking news to say that. We're all watching the same games. And no doubt Lamar not being there is a part of that. But, yeah, I mean, I can't sit here today with 100% certainty and say that I think Mark Andrews is going to finish the season as a Raven. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he doesn't.
Cordell, you and Beltway Ben Friday?
Yeah, we'll be back Friday from 6 to 8. So, obviously, the Ravens on a bye week. We have availability tomorrow. We'll be talking to the coordinators and a few assistant coaches as well. So, and then that's it for us in terms of availability. But we'll have plenty to talk about with the football weekend looming still.
Cordell, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you as always.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, a little purple rain in the forecast. By the way, at 5:30, our six-pack of offensive observations, and they were quite offensive. But coming up next, purple rain in the forecast. Harv's met with the media before the team goes on by. We'll hear from him next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.